talking of Brisbane, Chris Maher is joining us from up there. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
I presume you're up there, mate, because you've still got that Victorian base?
Yeah, I actually arrived here yesterday for tomorrow's races, so looking forward to it.
Well, mate, just before that, can I ask about Jeff Lloyd? I mean, you've been there, your dad's been there a little while longer than you in Brisbane, back from Singapore, but Jeff Lloyd, he's an extraordinary bloke who calls it quits tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. We're lucky enough to obviously have Jeff ride a winner for us last week. But, we go back sort of probably 15 years when Jeff was riding in Singapore. He rode regularly for us up there. And, he's had a remarkable career. In some ways it's sad to see him go. But, as you said just prior, that his son will be hitting the track shortly. So what I've seen thus far, I think he'll ride extremely well.
Yeah, it looks like he's had the full preparation. We'll talk to Jeff anyway in the next 10 to 15 minutes. Mate, I just wanted to get you because this, I mean, it's off carnival time, I know, but this eighth race tomorrow at Doomben, the fillies and mares, what a race this is. Your horse is the favourite, Pippi, but then you look at Musical Genius, who's put wins and wins together. Jardin Rouge has done nothing wrong for Brian Wakefield either. It's a really competitive fillies and mares, no Metro win.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, we hold our filly in high regard going off her first-up preparation. She won extremely well at Cranbourne, then she backed it up at Moonee Valley. Her run at Caulfield was quite good, but she pulled up fairly ordinary with just general muscle soreness and strains and couldn't really pinpoint exactly where. So the owners were good enough to give her a decent spell, knowing that we've got a really nice filly on her hands. And with this spring in mind, we've decided to obviously spell her up here and give her one run, and we'll give her a break after tomorrow for a week, 10 days up at the owner's farm, and put her out in the paddock and a little bit of light treadmill, and then she can come to Melbourne with some nice spring races in mind.
Well, she's only raced three times, Pippi, but I will say that she's met some really good horses. That last run where she's pulled up with those that muscle soreness, she finished two lengths behind Sunlight. Prior to that, she ran second to Multaja for Godolphin. So you weren't afraid to place her in some good quality races?
No, we knew from early doors, she showed well and truly above average ability. She was just immature. We really liked her first up, which she saluted in fine style. And then obviously, as you said, she's backed it up with her next two runs. Her last run at Caulfield, she probably went a bit too hard, hence that's why she's pulled up a bit ordinary. But the owners were good enough and patient enough to give her all the time she needs, knowing that, we hope to figure in some nice spring races in the next few months. So, all's well is going forward. She's put on probably 20 to 25 Ks. She looks fantastic. She's drawn a great gate tomorrow. It'd be nice if something sort of led us up and we just sit off it, but she's certainly got enough speed to lead. But first up for a while, over 1,200, it'd be nice to take a sit and see what she can do.
Understand. And is she, you mentioned the speed out of the Caulfield run, but prior to that, she did settle off them in that middle run at Moonee Valley. Is she just a speedy type, or do you think, does the breed say that she can get over a bit of distance?
Yeah, well, early doors, that's obviously, she was just showing us she's basically speed, so we just sort of had to roll with her. But funny enough, with her two jump outs here in Brisbane, she's bounced and gone forward, but actually settled and not wanting to over race and, get it wrong. So hopefully that's sort of, we've ironed that out a little bit and she can just Aussie up and be nice and relaxed and save her energy for the last 200.
Yeah, understand. Well, it sounds like you've got a very good opinion of her and the one run and then off to Melbourne and obviously chasing, if you can get there, some serious black type.
Yeah, we just thought, obviously, she's owned up here. It'd be nice to give her a spell and a nice run up here while the weather's so great compared to Melbourne at this stage of the year. So at this stage, everything's going extremely well. And looking forward to running tomorrow and running a really nice race.
You've scratched Rich Affair from today to line up tomorrow in the Good Luck Jeff Lloyd Race 4. Does that give our listeners a bit of a lead?
A little bit. He's been a fairly frustrating horse. On his day, he's been quite good. He's obviously won in Saturday Metro grade, but his last few runs, he's just run into some terrible luck. And we thought, drawn an ordinary gate at Ipswich, that could be a recipe for disaster. So we'll roll the dice and run in something a bit stronger and hopefully we can eliminate any bad luck. He'll certainly run well, whether or not he can win or not. We'll find out, but we couldn't be any more pleased with him. So looking forward to him sort of doing something tomorrow, and we'll assess him after that.
All right, so that's in race four. Chris, just wanted to get you about Pippi. She's a really nice developing type. We look forward to seeing her in race eight tomorrow. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.